It's very well, beautiful, beautiful points he brings out, and you can gain a tremendous amount from them. This week will be more Hakdama. I hope to get into Shemayin Yisrael as well if we can. Take a look here at the beginning.
Amen.
Let's keep an eye on the time. We'll catch my eye. Let's start from Psicha. Yeah? From the Psicha here. You have it, David? Yeah? You have it. Yeah, Psicha. At the top here. Yeah? I'm going to read and translate. Yes, I'm going to read and translate. Yesod Hayoim Be'ikah Havoida Shalosh Hashanah. The basic understanding, the foundation of the day, and the whole avodah of Rosh Hashanah is one thing, is Malchus, is a melech of ha'olam. Ube'emes lo rak b'musaf, not just in musaf, ela b'chol tfilois hayoim, ha'brocha to kedushas hayoim, l'sayim b'malchus gamkein. We keep on saying melech al kol ha'oretz. Every tefillah has the word melech al kol ha'oretz. Shachris mincha ma'irev, every tefillah. The avodah is melech. That's the tachlis of the yom. Tachlis of Shavuos is Kabbalah Satoil. Tachlis of Pesach is Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gula. Tachlis of Sukkos is Tzilat HaHemanusa. You're sitting, Samachta B'chagecha. Tachlis of Yom Kippur is Tshuva. Tachlis of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus Shamayim. You have to grasp the point, finger on the pulse. The Ika is to recognize the Malchus. Via Moran Rabban Kotler said as follows. Sheyesh Bo Beis Chalkin. There are two aspects of Malchus. Number one, Hakoras Malchusai. Shehakol Me'ez HaBayre. There's a Bayre Oilam. That's the first one. Ani Ma'amim Shehabayre Yisbashu Bayre Ma'ani Chol HaBurim V'hu Levadra Oso V'Oysa HaBayre. Hu Hakol, Hu Hakol. Hu Hayahu Hayveb Hu Yeh. That's the whole tachlis of it. Shem Havaya Rabbeisai is inside Shem Havaya is Hayah Hayveb Yehiyeh. Meaning, the whole concept of there's a melech oilam, the world is not hefka. There's a boire oilam who's mashgiach, who moishel, who schar noin, everything is through him, everything is through. That's the first point. And the second is geder hav avdus mitzorim, and we are begeder avodim to him, we are avodim to the melech. The hainu sha'onu avde hamelech, we are servants of the king, melech machay hamlochim hakodesh baruchu. And we are servants, we are chosen to be the am sugula mikon ha'amim. We are chosen to be servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Ani avdecha ben amosecha. I am the servant and the servant of a servant. Amosecha, my mother was a servant. The Radak asked an interesting question. Why Ani avdecha ben avodecha? Why amosecha? Why the mother? Why do you tell me I'm the servant of, through my mother? So the Radak makes a beautiful, because the hashpah of a woman is a tremendous amount. What the woman gives, the child lives in the mother's better, and the child inside the woman, the mother's womb, the mother gives a tremendous amount. You're right, the father also is contributory, but the mother's input into the child, all she does, the Yor Shamayim, comes from the mother. That's the koyach of the mother. Interesting about that. So Torah Simecha, the mother sets the child up. If you have a look at in Drash Moshe, what Moshe Feinstein brings out, that why was the Torah first said to the women? Koisoma the base Yaakov was the women, and then afterwards, the Sagit Livnei Yaakov is the men. Why were the women first? Because the main hashpah of a child comes from a woman. The main development of the child, the woman's input, the woman's Yerusha, everything comes from the mother. The father, Bavadai, later, but Torah Simecha, the whole growth of a child, you're an Eved Hashem because of the mother. The mother develops the child.
So maybe we should, father, should just get out of the way. And
go camping.
Respect her, honor her, treasure her.
Assist her. Yeah.
No, that's the whole point. That's the whole thing. But the mother, the Eved comes through the mother. That's just a side point. I just thought I'd mention that here. But have a look at the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to say something on that. Melech Machay Amlochu. We are the Avodim of Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just a few words on that. Why is he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where does that word come from? Where does that phrase come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Vilna Gaon says in Tfilas Chana that in the word HaKadosh, there are three aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh is always din. Noir alim b'mikud Hashech, when Nadav and Avihu died, because they brought Eish Zohar into the Mishkan, it was the Kedusha, the din. Kedusha is din. The Kodesh Kedoshim is a Mokam of din. Baruch is always an aspect of Chesed. So there's din and Chesed together. Why who? Who is always hidden? Zeh is always revealed. Zeh keli van vehu, they saw Hashem. Who is a hidden element? Who is always a hidden element? remember Achashverosh in the room turned around and said to her, "Me who's there, the Ezer who?" Who did she point to? No, me who's there, the Ezer who? Me who's there, the Ezer who? Who did she point to? Why? You're the who. You're the who is you. Me who's there, the Ezer who? Me who's there was Haman. He was a beard, but you. You are the one behind Haman. You are the one. The who is the hidden element. The who is the hidden aspect of it. Who is always hidden? Who is a hidden aspect of it? Me who's there, the Ezer who? You are the who. You are the who. The who is you.
Kodesh is din.
Baruch is always chesed, and who is hidden. So the Gaon asks the question, why didn't you say who HaKodesh Baruch? HaKodesh who Baruch? Why do you say HaKodesh Baruch who? Says the Vilna Gaon, everybody sees din of a chesed Hashem, you don't see it. Therefore the who belongs to the Baruch. Most of the chesed Hashem, you don't recognize it all. HaKodesh, the who goes with the Baruch. Kedusha, you recognize the din of all the chasadim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vehitiv Umeitiv Uyetiv Lanu, Kol HaZman. So the who, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, is the who goes on the Baruch. That's where we avodim to that melech. We're avodim to the melech. Let's go on a bit. Umuchuyavim la'abda, and we are duty bound to serve him. That's a very important concept. So is the Rabban Kutler. When you come to Rosh Hashanah, the first thing is everything is from him, and I'm a melech, and I'm an eved of the melech. Those are two concepts. He is the Ardoin, the Beire, and I'm an eved to it. So says Rabban. Those are the two concepts of Tamlichuni Aleichem. Even though today we don't really have a concept of what Malchus is, that's what Volba brings down in Alei Shul. Mihu nosnu lanu Chazal Eitzer. Eich lezakos tahargish Malchus. But Chazal gave us a plan, a structure, how we can feel the Malchus. Dahainu imu lefanei Malchus. Say the words of Malchus. You don't feel it, but say it, express it. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im ulafana, say psukim b'malchus, uvekach tizku l'tamlich, and that's how you'll be mamlich me. Say the words of Malchus. I was thinking, why'd Afka say? Why'd I have to say the psukim b'malchus? Not think it, say it. Because saying is the main kinyan of a person. It's a person. It's a posuk in Mishlei. Matzoif la'kesef, v'kul la'zohov, v'ish la'fi mahalala. If you want to get pure silver, you put it in a crucible. For oil, for gold, you have to put it in a furnace. The Ishlefi Mahal, a person is what he says. What he says, he is. So if you verbalize the Malchus, you recognize it. It's not enough to think it, you have to say the words. Express it, you have to express it. If you express it, that's who you are. Who are you? I'm a Melech because I'm expressing. I'm expressing it. You have to say it. And that's the Eitzah, even though we don't really recognize Malchus. If you say the Psukim of Malchus and you say them with meaning, so then you feel it, then you feel the Malchus. That's the Eitzah behind it. To say it. Omnan, Omar Hagon Reb Eliyahu Lapian, said Reb Lapian, Delo Amir Ba'alma Zochim. It's not enough just to say the words. It's not just to say, Eletzor, Le'oira HaKavona Bispoinus. You must have Kavona and think about it. And that's really about basically what we're doing here today. Try and make a certain plan of arousal, of thinking the next few days until Rosh Hashanah, to be thinking about Malchus. But you can't just suddenly come into Rosh Hashanah off the beach and you just say, you know, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach. Say, let me speak. That's what the whole of Chodesh Ella is. And you l'doidi b'doidi li, I'm preparing myself, thinking of the concept of Malchus. It's kedai and proper for the person before Rosh Hashanah to prepare himself. To concentrate and think of what the words mean on Rosh Hashanah. Think of the words that you're saying. That's what is that? Where does that come from? That's from Reb Eliyahu Lapian. Is that a matter of Ephraim? Sorry, matter of Ephraim. Prepare the words. You have to be making it. You have to prepare for Pesach. No, you have to prepare your lulav. You have to prepare for Yom Kippur. You have to prepare for. How do you prepare for Rosh Hashanah? By preparing the tefillah. By understanding what the words I'm going to say. Prepare the words beforehand. You can't go into Rosh Hashanah without knowing the words beforehand. You'll see in a few minutes if we come to it later. The Ikka preparation is Peirush HaMilos. To understand the words. The words are the most important thing. Kavonas is something much deeper, but the Peirush HaMilos is the most important point. There's a necessity and obligation to pay more attention to the davening of Rosh Hashanah more than any other time during the year. Because the words are different, the phrases are different. So you have to be more careful with them, considering what you're saying. I don't know who this is, Reb Hertz Schatz. He says as follows: every person is duty bound to intend sincerely the words that you're saying in the brachas, and to concentrate everything that you're saying. Kavana gemura, a very powerful focus. Yoise b'yoise, as best as you can. Lahoisif kavana. To intend the words that you're saying, not just to rattle or chant the words, but a pashpesh, to search your actions. You see everything that's happened this year, no? Unbelievable things that happened this year. How many people are not with us anymore? All the sad tragedies of Klal Yisrael, the things that can happen in the course of a year. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, the Pachad Noira. Tiknu tefila matbeir ka'omed b'din, and therefore the whole framework of the tefila is a man standing in court. V'yiradu kol gufa v'ra b'milos ukriyos, and be careful, say the words with trembling. Hashem, this is very important, but the shemos, the names. I'd like to suggest, Robert, we mentioned it once in this shiur by Reb Chaim Kanievsky as well. You have to be careful of the shame. Whenever you say the name of Hashem, consider Adnus, the Adon HaKol. That's the most, whenever you say Shem Hashem, especially in Tavali Moshe Hashan, I say Shem Hashem, stop a second and think Adon HaKoel. When I say the word Ado, I say the word, before you say the name, think of Adnos. It takes a bit of work, a bit of effort, but every time you say the Shem, especially with the end of a bracha, think of Adnos and then say the Shem Hashem. That's a kavona before you. The Yizkor v'yoshev el Hashem. U'misha ein mechavein, ein kan tefillah. You know, mechavein is not tefillah. What is it? You just rattle the words off. Bisos of Kibduni, you honored me with your lips, but Liba Rachel Mimeni, but your heart is so far away. Let's have a look at the bottom of Isa. Look at this little footnote he adds in. Ba'orech legabe tefillah v'nikavona b'tzicha l'kunshus avodas ha'tefillah. He wrote as follows. I wrote down from the Vakeach, second line, Ika nisoyin ha'odon b'chol yom hu kavona satfila. One of the greatest nisoyinos a person have every single day is kavona in tefillah. Shemidabe lamokam pe el pe, al kein yechavein ha'yore es davar Hashem. You're talking to Baye Aylan, you're talking to him. It's a tremendous gift to be able to talk to him and relate to him. Talking to Baye Aylan, mi'ani u'mo'ani. I told you the Maizah of the Chazanish once with Chaim Greinemann. Remember the Maizah? He was sitting at the table. Chaim Greinemann was the nephew of the Chazanish. So he was sitting at the table one day, and the Chazanish was quiet, so he was getting quiet with him. And the Chazanish suddenly turned around and said, Ech efshar shani adaber in Bergel? Ech efshar? How can I possibly talk? Ech efshar? He kept quiet. He thought he was thinking about Tefillah. And then he said, Hushamer oti. He hears me, and he hears me what I'm saying. He was quiet, and after a few minutes he said, V'im zeh tov bishvili, hu ya'aneh et ha'bakasha shali. Poshut, what you're talking to? You're talking to Bari Aylan. Incredible.
What was the last point? If it's good for me.
Im zeh tov bishvili, hu ya'aneh le'bakasha shali. First thing, if he hears me, he hears me. Me, Ali, who am I to talk to him? Second thing, and he hears me. As I'm talking to him, he hears me. And the third thing is, if it's good for me, then he'll answer me. A woman just recently in Beit Shemesh wrote to me and asked me, how do you know that every single tefillah works? She wrote to me an email. Where's the proof that every tefillah works? How do you know? You just keep on saying tefillahs. Where's the wire for it? So I showed her a letter written by the stipler. Evidently, when Rav Shneur Cutler, the son of Rav Aaron, was very sick, so they came to the stipler to ask him, what all these tefillahs, what we're saying, what's happening? He's still so sick. So the stipler answered back, some tefillahs are answered immediately, some takes a week, some takes a year, some takes 100 years to be answered. Oh, but no tefillah is ever left unanswered. You don't know how it goes. Maybe it's for the children, maybe it's for your mishpa. There's no tefillah which is left, said the stipler. Whatever happens, the tefillah works, but you don't know what Hashem does with the tefillah. Me or them, who has the tefillah? Who knows? Not necessarily the way you think it, but the tefillah is answered. If you talk with kavona and you talk with meaning, he hears you. He listens to what you're saying. What he does with it is his avodah, you know.
So sometimes when we see things happen, whether it's in our own lives or in the world going on, and it just nisim, so we could say, well, that could be a tefillah. Generations ago.
Yeah. Just talking with somebody, Ben Azmanim. How many times have we said, please, Hashem, how many times, over thousands of years, how many times have we said that? What happened to the tefillah? It's being used somewhere. I don't know. It's not empty. Whatever Hashem does with it. He was very disturbed. The person was saying to me, but where's the answer? Keep on saying it with such kavana, you know. You don't know what Hashem does with it. Where it's put and what happens to it. And that's Olam. The Olam is a ne'elam. It's all hidden here. It's all ne'elam. In Olam Haba, you see everything, but Olam Haza, you don't see all the results of what you do. The actions, the mitzvahs that you did, the prayers that you said, you don't see all the results of it. Well. But it has an effect.
When you love someone,
what would it be like if we wouldn't have davened, you know? I was thinking, what would happen if Hezbollah would have attacked the same time as Hamas would have done? What would have happened if that? It didn't happen like that. Can you imagine what would have happened? The catastrophe? What would have happened if they would get... If it would... Who knows? Because of our tefillahs, maybe because of Simchus Torah. The source of Simchus Torah, it didn't happen that way. No. How many things could have been if it had not been for tefillah? The kivah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know. I was just talking with my wife yesterday. I don't know if you ever saw a magnificent picture which was drawn based on a shiur given by Robertson Grunfeld, Diane Grunfeld's wife, Judith Grunfeld. She was a famous speaker in England, Robertson Grunfeld. She explained once that we have to understand that all the smoke from Auschwitz and Belsen went to build Ponovich, went to build Lakewood, went to build the Mir, went to build the Brisk. So somebody drew a picture of all the smoke coming up chimneys, and then you see it Brisk, and then there's Lakewood, and then there's Mir. You see, because of all that, it's a magnificent painting. Someone showed it to me in America, based on that shiur. You don't realize the koyach of all those prayers of all those mesiras nefesh of people. We don't know. We don't see it. It's all hidden by us. But the Vaday, Rosh Hashanah, is the main day of Din. Rosh Hashanah Malachim. Okay, let's turn over. Second page. On the wonders of the Hakadmon. You have the Hakadmon? On the Hakadmon. The words are very, very clear. And there are incredible secrets inside the words in the words. The Kamokin Kosov Yusayd Rashayash Havaydah. Yochin Adam mitzvilas arvis bekavana atzuma. You have to prepare yourself for davening ma'ariv on Rosh Hashanah. Ma'oi. Ubevadai miya ayin bekisvei harizam. Bekavanas tefilas Rosh Hashanah. His son, his hair will stand on edge. Migoydal betikulin by Lama Zayyana. What happens to the tefilah? Ma'ariv, many shivas have a seder limud of Musa before Rosh Hashanah. Many places where I've been, you start, sit and learn Musa or Kavonat before you start Ma'ariv on Rosh Hashanah. Bitfilah sahein, lachein tzorich odam al-kopim, lachavein heiter, to be very careful, to pay attention. The perush haminas, what the words mean. The most important thing is perush haminas. What am I saying? Think about the perush of the words. Nowadays it's much easier because there are so many linear translations in the Masa. Bisayros libay ha-Torah, to be careful. You have a pure side to yourself. Use your purity and your Torah, to say the words carefully. V'yeshla haskir karen divrei hanoidev Yehuda. The hakavona hu rak perush haminos. That's the main thing. V'chalati kulim lamala nasim me'eilein. Just, I understand the words I'm saying. V'aynoi b'yisoid b'shar shayadu shamo'era achiyav amiros hashemos hakadoshim b'kavonam. That's what I just said beforehand. very careful when you say the name of Hashem. Before you say Hashem, Hashem, think of Agnes, Adon HaKoyim. B'chai Odom, Yisparel B'kabon G'dayla V'koshkein Shilo Yishkach L'hoisif Masha Tiknu Chazal B'tfilos Zachreinu. Be careful with Zachreinu. Look at this Meiri here. Omer Dover Ma'anyem Ma'oy. The Meiri adds something very interesting. Lidach Gisa. The Kevin de Bozer has man Torah Odom Yisarel by Tachis. Since at this time a person has to be so careful to think of something to awaken himself. Chazal Tiknu Shiyechad Shul B'chara Bochus. Think of something for yourself when you're saying the words. Something personal. Chutz me'avoida. Ba'ayin shom tamla. Lo'eres adam de kashiyesh chidush mechubanim. It means like this as follows. If you have thought about this, these words of tefillah, and you have something in your mind when you're saying, that's a chidush by you. You make your own, like peyush, your own thoughts about what you're saying. You can mechadish something when you're saying the words. If you put it, like, it's a little bit like an icon on the screen. You have a file, you press the icon and the file comes up. When I say those words, so a file comes up. If you can try and think of something, that's only by preparation. And then it becomes very personal. It's not just chanting a text, but it becomes something personal of your own. That's what the Ne'eri says. Let's have a look at the Alter from Kelm. The Kosa Bagon of Simcha Zissel. Inyan HaTfila, SheYichbosh Tiba V'Rayonoisa. Be very careful to overcome your natural intention, your natural inclinations. Your mind wanders. Lishtapech nafsho lisha, to pour your heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lifshot mikol hirhuri aulam hazeh, to separate yourself from all. It's not the time to think about, I don't know what I'm having for supper, about what the simonim are like, you know, what the tzimis is like. To separate your mind from it, to divorce yourself. And it's a beautiful point he's saying here. There's a midah connected midah. If you are able to overcome your mind from other thoughts, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the same and overcome his kaas. The person will find rachmish shamayim. If you make such an intention and such an effort to say the words with kavana, Hashem will match that. Beautiful point, no? Midah connected midah. To be as careful as you can to concentrate on the words. You have to work on yourself. You have to work on yourself. You come to shul on Rosh Hashanah. I think Rabbi is one of the biggest problems. I don't know about you. One of the biggest problems you have, Moshe, is looking around and looking at other people. You see other people, you get very distracted. This person, you know, he's there. You watch other people, not to look at other people. It's a big, big nesah. And then you look at that person, look at this person, you know. Why did he come into shul so late? You know, not me, I'm here early. You know, you make these value judgments, you know. I've been here early and, you know. My wife told me, interesting, my sir, I'd have an in Pachad Yitzchak in Yerushalayim, in yeshiva. So one day, a woman came into davening there, Pachad Yitzchak, wearing the most ridiculous dress, Rosh Hashanah, just a totally inappropriate dress. And everybody looked around and stared at her. She felt terrible. So in the break, the woman came up to my wife. And everybody had certain, you know, it was clear, all the women in the women's gallery said, you don't wear a dress like that for Rosh Hashanah. You know, whatever it was, I don't know what it was. In the break, the woman came up to my wife and said to us follows, you know, please excuse the dress. My husband bought this dress for me for Yom Tov, and I feel I have to wear it because he bought it. She felt it was wrong as well, but I have to make my husband happy. He bought...
He wouldn't have been seeing her at...
Since she bought me this dress, it would be nice for him to see me wearing it, but it's a totally inappropriate dress. You don't realize that, no? Or see, someone comes in late, you know. Someone comes in, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a choler in the house, maybe he doesn't feel well. If you judge the person good, the Kodesh Baruch Hu judges you back again.
Right, so just like if we can have better concentration and give more focus, so Hashem will...
He'll match it.
Right, so...
Beautiful point. That's Mida can they get Mida.
Everything, our whole conduct for the day.
Exactly that, exactly that. And if you do make a judgment, make a good value judgment, not a bad one. That's a big, tremendous nisayon.
That's a big challenge as well, is that in many shuls, seats are organized.
Yeah.
And when you get to shul, somebody's in your seat. Yeah. And that's also a test as well. Like, you know, do you just, okay, whatever, I'll sit somewhere else.
I mean, one of my children once came and sat at the Suda Rosh Hashanah and said, a woman came to Shul and dabbing with such Kabbalah. She never dabbles with such Kabbalah. She's making out this, she's such Tadekas, you know. She didn't tell me the name. I said, but 1 minute, she's trying. And how can you judge a person like that? You make these value judgments and it's so wrong. Don't look at other people. You do, look at them for good. Don't look at them for bad.
What was the pasuk? Adam lefilim mahal. Adam lefilim mahal.
Ish lefim mahal. Yeah, she's trying. She's trying. She doesn't need to dabble like that. Yeah, but she's trying. No, you know.
In English, they say "fake it till you make it."
Exactly. Okay, let's move on, Rabbi Say. We have a few more. This week, maybe we'll just do this introduction, and then next week we'll start with the actual tefillah. This is just a hagdama. Last paragraph. This is a very interesting. I would never have thought this point. You bring this in as the importance of shofar. There is a chiyuv of shofar midaraisa. Yom turuahi. Ki had kosavatu the midin hatoyra afilu shofar poshut kosher. Lamaisa, even a straight shofar is also kosher. Aval chazal amu lechatzil yitra b'shofar kosher. It's better to take a shofar which is twisted and bent. The tama is a mirushami kadei sheyachafef liban tefila, so that your heart should be bent over in prayer. But the Maisa, there's a din of a shofar. I find this a little bit strange to put this in. What's the din of a shofar? Midaraisa is a chiyuv to hear a shofar. So why are you telling me there's an aspect of shofar that you should be cough of as well? It's a little bit strange he said that. The roi mizeh shatfilah hu tzir merkazi. It's like a central hinge. Also tikkun shofar. The reason why the shofar has to be bent, the person should be machni himself. He should feel humble. Dafka b'tfilah, the kach mavur gam ken b'rashi. The Amar Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shavosh Hashanah b'yichah b'kofet. Yeah, there's a whole inyan this Rabbi saying Shulchan Aruch. Whether you bow down and davening, it's sometimes very hard to bow down. The whole of tefillah like this, and I find it very hard. A little bit bent. In the halacha, I think the Chofetz Chaim brings that Mishnah Berurah to bend a little bit.
Rav to stand straight. I saw him daven several times. He wasn't. I don't remember him.
No.
I think he was.
It's very hard. It's very hard to be like that all the time. Chofetz Chaim says whatever is good for you, whatever it can make. But if you can bend over a little bit, yes. He said that's one of the soilas of shofar. Aye, but there's a dindarais of shofar. He said, but there's a remes of shofar which you have to pick up as well. To be kofuf. Kamadachayv inshay daite tfeimale. However much a person can make himself humble and lowly, kamadachayv inish bitfilasa ponav kabushin. Your head down. Tfei odif mishum ha bahayu ainai belibi shom. Interesting. The reason why it's there is to tell you to be a little bit more, to be bent over. To be machnia yourself in front of it. Yeah. Let's go on a little bit more. We have a few more minutes. Kosa b'pele yoretz. Yisparilu b'kabana g'dayla b'hachno rabba b'koil b'ochim, with a crying voice. There's a machlekes about this, Rabbi Yisai, whether one should cry in Rosh Hashanah. B'noam siach, express the word eloquently. B'sofa bua, with clarity. Ois b'ois, say each letter. Teba to each word. B'dikduk otzum, be careful. Say the words carefully. I must tell you, one of the greatest eitzes I found in davening is open your mouth wide. Mm. If you open your mouth wide when you daven, if you say mechalkel chayim b'chesed, if you open your mouth wide, you find that you can daven much more. Mm. Being pronounced the words carefully, it helps with kavona. It looks a bit strange, but don't worry about it. But yes, that was what we had, exactly. Open your mouth wide. Harei klal kan shnei inyonim shekol sabnu. Kavona gedoyla v'hachnor rabba. Two things. One is kavona and one is hachnor, to be humble. Vayit hoisif kol bochen. Now what about this crying? Yadu sheyesh machlokes between the Arizal and the Gaon. According to the Arizal, Nagnivkois, he said, you cry on Rosh Hashanah. According to the Gaon, he said, you're not to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Well, I masha kosav apele yoretz, but if you say a little bit with a weeping voice, that's like a compromise here. Some say you should cry, some say you don't cry. But if you say the words with great humility, and with submission, with a certain voice of a cry, that's already a compromise. If you can't cry a covenant, I can at least say it with a broken heart. However you do it, whatever you do is okay, so long as you have kavanah. Okay, let me just tell you a beautiful moshel I once heard from Moshe Aaron Stern, a beautiful moshel about coming to Davin with great hachnoah. Beautiful moshel. Two brothers, one rich and one poor. And every time the poor brother had no money, he went around the corner and asked his brother for another check. And his brother kept on helping all the time, helping all the time. Eventually came to the time, and the poor brother turned around and said to his wife, I'm too embarrassed to keep on asking my brother. Every time I have to ask him, I can't do it anymore. She said, you have to go. He said, I can't go anymore. It breaks me all the time. She said, if you don't go, we'll have nothing to eat. They waited a few days, and she was right. There was nothing. She had to go out. He went around the corner to ask his brother, a big house. He walked down the drive, where Moshe Aaron Stern used to say, the beautiful way. Turned up at the house. He couldn't even ring the bell. He was so broken. So here I am again, asking you again, you know. And he felt so awkward. Eventually he rang the bell, and he heard his brother coming to the door, open the door. The brother opened the door. Brother opened the door. That brother, the poor brother, that is how you're supposed to feel on Rosh Hashanah. It's me again. I'm asking you again. I came last time. I'm coming again to ask you. It's a beautiful Moshe. That feeling of the brother, I'm asking you again. You're right, I asked you last year. I'm asking you again now this year. That feeling of, it's a beautiful Moshe. The feeling of looking up at the brother, you know, please help me a bit more. I asked you before, I'm asking you again. That's how you feel on Rosh Hashanah. The Hachno is a very important point. How you say the words. And if you say the word, that creates tremendous kavanah as well, with the dabbling as well. Should we just finish off our baisai? Omaron Hagon Rabbi Yaakov Hudman. This person who wrote it learned in Baltimore as well. So he heard Rabbi Hudman. Besicha Sha'om Rabbi Rosh Hashanah requested the Isa. He brought down for the Gemara. Shnaim Sha'olu Lagadim. Two people never were punished to go to be executed. Lidan, the din on Shabbat, and their din was the same. Zenitza. One was saved and one was not saved. Both went into court. One was committed to be to death and one was able to live. Zehispala benena, but Zehispala belainena. Both of them davened. One was answered and one was not answered. How come? Why was one answered and one wasn't answered? This one davened a proper davening, and this one did not daven a proper davening. What does it mean, a tefillah shleima? He had kavanah. If he had kavanah, because he davened with kavanah, he was answered, and that's why he was saved. Able to stand there in din in front of Borei Olam for life or not chas v'sholem. V'roim migmar zu she'ef shaliyos nitzom. You see that you can be saved from din b'zchus ha'tfila be'kavona shleim. If you daven with a proper kavona, v'yishlima mizeh kama tzuchim l'samit, how much effort you must make to daven with kavona. V'yishli rois oid koichon shal tfilas v'sh v'sholem v'ma sh'omah v'abit kongas was the mashgiach of Nei Yisrael. Hashem Drush, he said in the name of the Tzlach. This is a beautiful point here. I never knew this point. Look what he says here. The Tzlach says, Shamispala Rosh Hashanah beKavona, the person who downs with Kavona, Malam Kola Tfilah Shal Kola Shana, you are Masakin all the Tfilahs of the whole year. Shalispala beKavona, but Oziz Kabul Kola Tfilah Sa'ilu, Shahayu Lifneze. All the previous Tfilahs that you downed during the year, which weren't with Kavona, are all repaired, are all Matukan because of that. The Chemot Zisi B'moed L'Kol Chai. All the twillers of the whole year are saved. Why is that? How does that work? I think it's like this. The Rambam brings down Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin. When a person does Aveira Lo Aleinu, you're what's called Mufrosh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did all these mitzvahs, but nevertheless, the mitzvahs that you do are dimmed, are weakened, because of the Aveiras that you had. Once you do tshuva, so all those mitzvahs are relit again. The tshuva takes away the aveira, and therefore the mitzvah is there, but it had no power to it. The efficacy of the mitzvah is weak because you had aveiras there. But once you do tshuva, the mitzvah comes. I was saying that's the same with tefillah. You davened, but there wasn't enough. But now you did tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Now you daven, yes, with kavanah. So all the tefillahs come back. I think that's the answer to it. You follow what I'm saying? That there's a koyach of rekindling the tefillah, which was not said. But if you now do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, you now daven yes with kavanah. So all those tefillahs come back and rekindled, and they get their koyach, which they never had beforehand. I think that's the pshat here. You agree with me? I think that's, you originally were separated because of the tefillah of Amos, but now when you do when you do mitzvahs and you do tshuva, so now you're now mudba, you're now close to HaKadosh Baruch. Previously you weren't. What happens? All that was before has tshuva on it. It has tshuva on it, therefore it gets rekindled again. So therefore tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah rekindles the previous tefillahs that you said. Beautiful point here. I never saw that before. That's in the Tzlach, he brings it back.
I would say back in Australia, he would say, like, when it's the last Sunday of the year, he'd say, you know, make this, you know, this is your last Sunday of the year, Dominic, so make the last Sunday, and then that'll fix up all these Sundays.
That's the
and then
yes.
The Mondays and the Tuesdays.
You fix it up, right? You fix it up. Yeah. This is the last one. When we came in, Shetvi Rosh Hashanah in Kol Kach Hashubos, Shem Bevat Sheish Behem Kayach Lesakeh Nesa'ova, Harei Kol Asir Oseh. All our future is dependent on it, no? Our PM, everything is decided through our Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah. We daven it through the Kayach of Tfilos, Choybo Aleinu Lekabin Shom Heite, to be carefully concentrated. We believe she Yayim Beperish HaTfilah. You must look carefully at the words mean. The Gam, you should understand. Next week in Mitzvah Shem Rabbi, so we'll carry on. We'll go on to the actual Shema. That's a Hakdoma.